This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we brought this up a few weeks ago, but it bears repeating because it keeps happening. But people keep accidentally putting glue in their eyes after mistaking them for eye drops. Now, it's bad enough that the packaging on these two very different products looks so similar, but also people are inexplicably keeping their eye drops and their super glue in the same place. I don't get it, but hey, people are going to do what they do. Now, the good news is doctors say that these incidents, they rarely lead to permanent damage. Now, another thing that happens with alarming regularity, people swallowing their dentures. People swallow their dentures while they're asleep, while eating pancakes, while swallowing soup, by sneezing. One woman can't explain it. She's like, I just swallowed them. I don't even know what I was doing.
Swimming.
There are endless stories. And Ted, unlike your family, it turns out putting glue in your eyes, much like the denture swallowing thing, rarely becomes fatal. But also like putting glue in your eyes, the situation sucks. And I personally would prefer to do neither. But that's not how a would-you-rather question works. So, in that spirit, I think I'll take the glue and place the eye drops. I don't think the one answer is better than the other. That's just the way I'm leaning. But today is our random would-you-rather question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Research. And it's quite simple. Give us a call. We're going to put you... Sorry, restoration, advanced hair restoration. We're going to put you in a situation of would you rather? Would you rather deal with this? Would you rather deal with that? The truth is, you probably wouldn't want to deal with either. We just want to hear your answer.
Big part of the big show, the random would you rather question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
All the challenges, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4,284. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less is on the way at 4:30. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people in the news doing dumb crap all the time.
I do. And in this case, I will say we are familiar with all three of these stories. And Mike, I want to say, really, you spearheaded the stories. I just collected them in the last week or so ago.
I'm a trendsetter like that.
You really are. You blazed the trail of suckitude. And I will share. You'll remember all the stories. All of them will, they're just so unnecessary. And one of them's just weird.
Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30. What else do we have for you today? All right, before that, we have a chance for you to win tickets to see Linkin Park as they come to town September 24th at Climate Pledge. They told us give a secret code word. And when you hear the code word, you text that to 206-803-ROCK. The time that we have determined that we are going to give the secret code word out today, 420.
Damn!
Yep. 420.
That is thinking right there.
420 will be the time if we can remember to give you that code word for tickets to Linkin Park. And hopefully you can hook that up. Also, we do have a special announcement coming up today at 4:30 concerning the Men's Room World Tour.
Yeah.
Would that be stop number two on the Men's Room
World
Tour?
For this year,
yeah. Okay. 20 years at KISW, we're doing stop number two on the World Tour. Pretty sure that's right? Or is it three?
Might be three. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, right, because we were out at the brewery. Yeah. I'm confused.
Yeah.
So this is two.
I believe this is stop number two on the Men's Room World Tour. I'll have to look at the back of the T-shirt with all the dates and locations.
Yeah, there you go.
Of our tour to make sure.
I got the vintage one at Target already.
Oh, it's already out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the first one was technically the Lager launch party.
What's that? Okay, so that was what, January? Late January or February?
January.
It was January.
Yeah.
So have we done one
February
between then and what's happening next week?
No.
Okay. So yeah. this is number two.
Stop number two.
Yeah, man. We know our stuff.
Men's Room World Tour. Yeah. We're going to do a live broadcast. We'll tell you all about it.
So
hopefully you can.
February. Early February.
All right. Okay. And today is the day that we do our random Would You Rather question. 206-803-ROCK. I will start with you guys and a simple one. But I think that in the opportune moment, this is something that can be debated. Would you rather let off a once-in-a-lifetime epic fart or take $500 in cash?
Oh, $500 in cash.
You're taking the $500. See, I am taking the fart. I am sitting on the fart. I'm going to use that fart when necessary.
What do you think the circumstance would be that a once-in-a-lifetime epic fart like this, this is the moment to let this thing go?
I'm going to wait for that moment. And I'm going to have it, just ready to go whenever I need it. Kind of like, the stand-up you were talking about the other night. You know what I mean? Like, I do my own laundry. Like, I'm going to use it like that. I'm going to use it in a situation where I know I can clear a room. I know that it can be just, it can be horrible, it can be on a plane, but if it's a once-in-a-lifetime epic fart, I'm holding on to that bad boy.
But it depends how we break this down, all right? Because there's a once-in-a-lifetime epic fart that we picture that sounds like probably any one of the farts that Mike has in the fart montage. Then there's other farts
Mine
where the timing
smells.
Of it itself, we're back in Baltimore, we're getting in trouble by the company about whatever we're getting in trouble about. It was myself, Miles, and Ted, and I don't remember why we're getting in trouble, but we were kind of over it. Anyway, it's not that the fart was epic, it was just a pretty standard fart, but it timed out that the boss that was reaming us said, and I quote, "Do you guys have anything to say for yourself?" And I knew I had a fart, and I'm like, I don't let it rip, so, yeah. And the look on his face, and none of us laughed. None of us broke even a smile. We just kept looking at this guy. But I'm like, this is the best fart I've ever done in my life. It was not an epic fart in the sense that the fart itself was earth-shattering. But as far as timing out, when is the best possible time to fart as its own language? Because clearly I was saying F you, but spoken through my anus. I was like, I've never had a better fart in my life.
I think I've already done it. One in the old studio.
Yeah,
that's so bad. Like, I would hope to never fart like that again.
Have you farted even remotely close to that since then?
There's no way. I mean, you've probably had some bad.
I've had a couple in the morning that were so gross, I was like, I got to get out of my bedroom.
All right. See,
but I'm just saying, that one was so bad.
That was so bad.
That really I'm like, was. I'll take the 500.
Because you feel like you've plateaued, man. You cannot do
outside
better
outside of maybe being in my 70s, I can't imagine that smell coming out again.
No. It was very unique. And that's what I'm saying. I don't care about the sound. I care more about...
You want the stink.
I want the pungency.
See, I like the sound. I'm more of a sound guy. Because look, I've had this experience over the years working with you guys. Like, if it's just loud, it doesn't stink, no one's mad, everyone giggles, right? So that's a good comedic break. If I do a silent but deadly, no one heard it, and it just stinks, there is no humor. Like, everyone's angry at me. Yeah. Everyone is throwing darts. So I'm like, it depends what kind of
epic fart. And that one at the old studio, I'm telling you, it was like a little bubble. And I was sweating all day. I was getting sick. I was getting the gout. I was not planning. I mean, it just snuck out.
I cannot.
And that's all it was.
It's hard to explain to people.
Oh, God.
There's doors closed in this all, and it's going through doorways. Yeah. I ended up getting in trouble. Hair Club's yelling at me, even though it was Ted, because I notoriously fart. And I'm like, man, it wasn't me. And he's like, you think I'm stupid? I mean, he's like screaming at me.
Yes.
Then Jolene came across the hall, and she's screaming at me. And I'm like, guys, it wasn't me. Nobody believed me.
Right.
I
shouldn't have said anything.
The day you get let go from a job. I mean,
that's what I mean.
You're on stage.
Moment.
You're in a wedding party. You're at a funeral of someone who you know close enough with a group of friends where you just let this thing rip because you know he would have appreciated it?
I was at a Catholic wedding once. I'm one of the groomsmen, and traditional Catholic weddings take forever. I did not realize how long this wedding would be. Now, it was not me in this scenario, but we're standing there, and like the bride, you know, she has to keep going to this other place to do a prayer, whatever it is. This is going on for a long, long time, and everyone was trying to be on their best, but maybe an hour and a half into this, man, because this thing went on forever, somebody farted. Now, we did not hear it. We know it was one of the groomsmen. It was not me, but there's like six of us and the six bridesmaids. And so, again, it's a very Catholic wedding. People are very serious. So we're trying not to indicate that someone farted, but now we're doing the thing where you're looking at each other out of the corner of your eye trying to ask, like, was that you?
Yeah.
And then everyone's shaking their head. I think I know who it was, but anyway, he never admitted to it. But then it gets to the priest, it gets to the bride and the groom, it gets to the bridesmaids on the other side. So now all of us are there pretending like there's nothing wrong, all right? Because I don't think it went out into the crowd, so to speak. But it is clearly up on the stage where we're at. So we smell it. Now the bridesmaids are staring us down, and you can tell the look on their faces, these dirty guys over there. They're not wrong. It just wasn't me. The priest is kind of fighting through it because he didn't strike me as the kind of guy that had the sense of humor to bring it up.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was he was all business. The bride is staring us down. And then when the bride stared us down, that makes our buddy, her future husband, now he's mad at us because we're clearly like ruining her big day. But all of this is being communicated, which is honest. But that thing sat there. It was like a 20-minute biscuit, man. Like, it happened. No one heard it. We just smelled it. And then it just wouldn't go away.
I would pay $500. I would pay $500 to have that pill. Where you just pop it in, and within 5 minutes, man, you just rip one of the nastiest ones ever.
Busboy Chi-Chi's that I worked at, he got $20 from the waitstaff, specifically to fart, because he's one of those guys that would do it, and it's, we're trying to close the restaurant, this table's not getting a hint kind of thing. So then they're chatting, it's a table of four, they've put chairs upside down on the tables around them, they've killed the lights to half the dining room, they're still not getting the hint, and I can't remember the busboy's name, but they're like, hey man, $20 if you walk by the table and fart. And he was straight up, okay. And he walked out there, and he didn't stop at the table, but just when he walked by, immediately they asked for the check. I'm saying,
random,
man,
that's not awesome.
But he's the guy to have the power to be able to do that.
Would it be worth a $500 investment?
I think so. I do. Farts are more memorable. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program, the random would you rather question. Let's go with this one. Would you rather someone throw out your household items that they don't like or throw out clothes of yours that they don't like? So in other words, some random stranger comes in your house. They can throw one of two things away. Your household items or your clothes that they don't like. Mm-hmm. Which one are you picking?
Household items.
Household. So yep. your clothes are more valuable than things in your home to you.
I do have some items of clothing that my my mother gave me that, and she's not here no more. And that would, I couldn't do it.
So this is based purely on the sentimental value.
Were they were gifts from your mom? Yes. So your mom would buy some for Christmas.
All the way,
or okay,
but of your household items, all right. So now they're going to be agreeable. They're like, all right, Chris, we're not going to touch your clothes, but we're taking your household items. What do you think the top three items would be that you can just guess someone else would not like? Like, we're probably going to like your TV, but you have one of those, like, hand-stitched, you know, I don't know, eat, pray, love things hanging around your kitchen.
Oh, no, I don't have anything like that. They would probably throw away my tinfoil ball that I have.
You have a tinfoil ball.
What's a tinfoil ball for?
So I was in the Navy, and I was stuck on a Navy ship, and during COVID, they would, if you had COVID on the ship, they would throw you in this hole in the bottom of the boat and for like 14 days and not let you out. So they would drop down these little covered meals. They were terrible. And they had a little tinfoil over the top of them. Well, I got bored one day and I was sitting there rolling this tinfoil ball up and we were throwing them at each other and I started adding to it and everybody started like giving me more and more tinfoil. Well, every morning when I'd wake up, there'd be a pile of tinfoil. So I just kept rolling this tinfoil ball, rolling every day for 14 days straight. And it's about the size of a bowling ball.
Wow.
Damn.
It weighs an extreme amount because it is dense. Because that's my only workout that's all we could do. We couldn't leave this little room for 14 straight days. So I just sat there on the couch with this metal plate next to me, and I just would roll this I got as packed down as hard as I could. That's kept it for years.
As far as an actual sphere goes, is it pretty accurate as far as being a globe shaped object? Is it a ball?
Round, yeah.
It is. Okay. That's pretty cool.
And have you added to it since COVID, or just those 14 days that your aluminum foil ball?
That's just those 14 days. I've never touched it. They wanted me to leave it behind, and I was like, no. I put 14 days of my life into this tin foil ball that I will never get back.
So that's like your personal Wilson, almost.
Well, we used to do that with rubber bands.
Rubber bands, yeah.
And we used to do tape balls.
Yep.
Which, what was that brown tape called?
Masking tape?
Yeah, masking. Yeah. You never really see it again, and nobody really uses. But
Not much.
In the day, it was always rolls of that stuff around. So we get bored.
You only use it
thing.
If you're moving.
That's about, and even then, now we have packing tape.
Yeah, but that was only like an inch. You know what I mean? It wasn't like the wide stuff back
right,
then.
Right, right.
We would make.
Did you ever make the penny balls?
Penny balls?
No. And we used to take a tennis ball, and you'd cut it open, then you'd fill it up with pennies. And then you'd retape it. So, like, if you were warming up for, like, baseball, you would very closely kind of toss this penny ball. And then when you picked up a regular baseball, you would just rifle it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think in this instance, I'm taking clothes. I like the things that I have in my house.
Oh, yeah. Throw out my clothes.
Because I can, you know, whatever it is, it's either something ridiculous that we wear at an event, maybe that will get thrown away, or just something that someone thinks is out of style, and they're probably right.
Most of it's Amazon anyway. Well, like, oh, that's cool. Order like four of those in different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy.
I don't care. The reason we asked, would you rather someone throw away your household stuff or your clothes that they don't like? They say spring cleaning season is coming up. Isn't tomorrow the first day of spring?
Maybe.
I believe it is. So, basically, they asked, could you get rid of a third of your stuff and not know the difference? The average American says 34% of the junk they own is stuff they really don't need or rarely use.
Good call. Tomorrow is spring.
But it depends on how you define the word use. It's not going to be spring here. 21% of its of the stuff is the stuff that we don't want but haven't gotten rid of yet. 10% is other people's stuff we somehow ended up with. 13% is just junk.
Right.
But a lot of people, like our caller, hang on to things for sentimental reasons. And 29% of it is collectibles. But it's not really junk. So when you have a collectible, ideally, hopefully, you're either thinking that it obviously brings you enjoyment. But you're
that's
got
to be the thing. Like, to me, you could say it's collectible. And you go, okay, but are you collecting these because you plan on selling them or trading them later? Or are you collecting them because for whatever reason, it matters to you?
Right. Like your koozie collection, Ted. That's never going to be probably worth any money. There's probably not one koozie in there. But it's all sentimental value. And it's stuff that you like. And it's from places you've been, experiences you've had. There's a story, I'm sure.
Like, I lost my Army-Navy 05 koozie
in
Milwaukee a few years ago. And you can hear it in my voice. It still bugs me.
Yeah.
I mean, I had taken that thing to London. I mean, I had taken that thing everywhere.
If we said, Ted, you're going to die tomorrow. We know this because we're going to kill you. But do a will real quick. Who are you leaving the koozie collection to? Like, who do you think would respect it most? And put it to use.
Family?
I'm guessing Marshawn off the top of my head.
Or Barnsey.
Okay.
Is he a koozie guy?
He is a koozie guy.
Big koozie
guy. He is a very big koozie.
They also ask people to name the
weirdest
stuff.
Like, you can ask Thrill, like, if me and him are at the bar, it's rare that, like, if I know he's going, I will specifically bring a koozie.
You bring a koozie to the bar?
To the bar.
Yeah. Huh. If you're drinking a Rainier tall boy, koozie up.
Yeah, okay. this dude barn at his place, man, same thing. I can't remember what I got to drink. He's like, do you want a koozie? I was about to say no, but as I kind of look over his shoulder, I realize, oh, he wants me to have a koozie because he has a fine collection of koozies. So when he says, do you want a koozie, this is like him offering an hors d'oeuvre or a deviled egg. You go like, oh, yes, of course, I'd love a koozie.
It is odd. Even like my buddy Ash. Well, there's four of us that were friends years ago. Like, we all have koozie collections.
Okay. Well, at least you know to leave it to.
And my brother does, too.
For bottles or just for cans?
I have both.
Okay.
I even have a koozie I bought at a McMiniman's, one of those towns down south Washington. And it's like, I don't know, it's almost like leather, and it holds a pint. It's $40.
Has anyone broken down a koozie where you're like, oh, like, it kind of kills your koozie game? Like, bro, that...
Like, my buddy James and his wife, they brought me back one from Miami.
All right.
So sometimes people travel, and they'll be like, I got you a koozie, which is great. You know what I mean? Like, look, I don't like Oregon Ducks, but I have a duck koozie. Right, I have like an Oregon State one. So, like, if people go anywhere, it's like, yeah. Some people collect magnets. Like, I like
koozies. Right.
I think the koozie too tells a story.
Well,
and I like to drink, and I may have drank.
And that's
here.
Why I like picking it up myself. Like I would, I don't like T-shirts so much as gifts.
Yeah,
because if you go someplace and you bring me back a T-shirt, I'm like, I didn't go there. I didn't experience.
It's weird to rep it.
It's like the guy that wears the Harley Davidson shirt but doesn't have a Harley Davidson.
And
like,
has never
inevitably
ridden
someone's going to come and go, "Hey man, what do you ride?" You go, "Oh, nothing. I just like the T-shirt." It's kind of an awkward conversation.
Would you wear Masters gear?
I do have Masters gear. I do not wear it or use it because I've never been.
I had,
because people buy that as gifts all the time.
Right,
because
you can only get it at that tournament.
I feel like you could wear it because that would be something aspirational, like brother plays golf every weekend, right? I mean, it's still, that's the Super Bowl of it. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah,
but I know, but if someone enough that you could wear Master stuff without me giving you grief. If you're wearing Harley Davidson gear, and like,
correct.
I can't ride a bike. You're like, well, damn,
it's like
man.
That Fender leather jacket I used to
have. All right, we used to give you a hard time about that.
My buddy owned a guitar shop, and they gave him like five jackets.
But once you wear it.
This is a really nice bomber jacket. It was engraved with Fender and the name on the back. It was a cool-ass jacket. I didn't want to wear it half the time.
Because everyone's going to ask you, what do you play, man?
Yeah, man, I'm going to say nothing. I wear this jacket.
Yeah, see, now you're fronting.
My friend gave it to me.
I go back and forth. Because I would rock like a Hobie great zip-up sweatshirt that's still at the Gorge. Thanks, Thrill. But
I leave it there.
I never surfed. And it's like a surf shop.
Yeah, but they're known for their apparel as well.
I guess so,
Harley. I mean,
you left the house and you said, it's going to be chilly. And I said, you could borrow this. Don't lose it.
That
by the time
right.
I got to the venue, you said, I already lost it.
Oh, damn. Sorry, man.
More of the random Would You Rather question on the way. 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at
1-800-833-3333. This is The Mighty. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
4:30. Give you the details on Men's Room World Stop number 2 on our 20th anniversary. And yes, beer will be involved if you were wondering. In case you thought that we'd slipped in our game a little bit.
Yeah.
No, we'll have beer. Maybe we'll have some alcohol.
and food and fun.
Announcement coming up at 4:30 concerning the Men's Room World Tour. All right, it's our random Would You Rather question. I'll give you guys one here real quick before we get to our callers. Would you guys rather pose nude for a complete stranger who's going to take pictures of you, or for a friend of the opposite sex? So if someone were to photograph you, would you rather have it just be some random complete stranger or a friend of yours of the opposite sex?
But I'm not involved with her.
No.
No.
She's just a friend and wants a nude photo of me.
She's going to take nude pictures of you. Yeah, exactly.
It's a photo shoot.
It's a photo shoot. You're naked.
How long's the photo shoot?
As long as you want it to be.
Can it be quick?
I mean, if you hit the poses.
Yeah.
Artists want to keep a level of excellence.
Yeah.
They're the photographer. So
I think I'm going to go stranger. Going to stranger. Just like anything, I don't know you. You saw me naked. Good for you. Enjoy your life. But the friend of the opposite side, I'm going to bump into him at the party or bump into him at the bar. And it's not that it bugs me so much, but I don't know who else you're talking to. Right?
Exactly.
And that's like a stranger.
That's the problem with that is, where does that information go? It could be good. It could be bad.
It could be good. It could be bad. Either way, you don't want it in your circle. A friend. A complete stranger, you can say, man, I saw the ugliest man I've ever seen in my life.
I have pictures to prove it.
No harm, no foul. Mm-hmm. Right? I can live with that as opposed to, because eventually you're going to find out about it in a lake. Your buddy's going to get drunk and be like, dude, Cindy said you need to shave your pubes. Or Cindy said your ass looks weird. Or maybe Cindy said you look great.
You don't even have an ass.
Right. You just don't know. So yeah, I'm taking the stranger.
That is the flattest ass I've ever seen.
I definitely would get that.
But see, from a stranger, I go like, fair enough, man.
It's almost like he sold his ass.
I mean, right, if you said it's for an art class for a stranger, they're not going to move him anywhere, I'd do that.
Would you? All right, so you have been told, all right, guys, look, man, they need a nude model for the art class down the street. You're willing to do it? You say, yeah. And when you get in there, you know every person in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're still dropping the rope.
Hey, look.
Right? So you walk in, you think it's going to be strange. You just hear it's an art class. What you didn't know is that our sales department's doing one of their team building exercises. And you roll in there, and there's our entire sales department. They didn't know you were coming. You didn't know it was going to be them. You still dropping the town. I am. At that point, yeah. Like, you know what, man? Okay, let's do this.
Dude, I had a buddy in college.
Did?
And he, I don't. They're male friends?
It's just take our sales staff, right? So say it's 50-50.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
Roll in and you go, oh man, I happen to know everyone here. You know, we know some of them better than others, but still, you know all of them. You work with all of them. Because it's so awkward at that point. I'm like, just drop the rope.
Yeah.
Going for it.
I don't know. That's a lot of people.
Hey, my buddy in college, one of the ways that he made money was he was a nude model for the college art department.
Now, did he have a good body, or is he just willing to get naked?
We're 21, 22 years old. Yeah, he was well built. Good looking dude, long black flowing hair.
All right.
He was, you know, tan. He's a little bit Native American, so he had that, you know, like that European look to him, kind of. But he would get paid. It was like $50 or $100, depending on how long he had to sit there and whatever the poses were. And they would change the, but he would come back. Like, it didn't all get done in one session a lot of the times.
So they have to restrike the pose?
So he would come back for the next class, and then they would finish up their work. And whatever it was. Okay, so we're at a bar, man. And this girl buys me and James a beer.
All right.
And we're looking, and she's like, yeah, it's on me. And I'm like, do you know her? He's like, I don't know who that is. I'm like, I don't know who that is either. Do you have any idea who that is? He's like, no, I don't know who that is. I was like, all right. So we buy her around whatever she was drinking, you know, and finally she's walking to the bathroom, whatever, and she's like, she's talking to James. She's like, do you remember me? And he's like, I don't. I'm sorry, but thank you for the beer. You know, I appreciate it. She's like, oh, you're in my art class. You're the model.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And he's like, and he just smiles. He's like, oh, that's cool. She's like, would you like to see my work the piece that I did of you? And he's like, yeah. And they left. Oh yeah, they left. They left together. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
That's why you do it, Miles.
I was never asked.
Right there. Yeah, of course not. You weren't a naked model.
But I could not believe it. I was like, she wasn't. I mean, she wasn't drop-dead gorgeous, but she was very naturally artsy, pretty, natural-looking, you know, kind of hippie-ish. But, I mean, I think he ended up staying the whole weekend with her.
I bet he did.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So there, I guess there is some But you got to look like him, you know.
Random.
Or at least for her.
Yeah.
Random. Hello, Jake. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola.
Hola.
Jake, welcome to the program. Random question.
All right, Jake, what do we have for you?
Okay, Jake. Would you rather be punched in the face by Mike Tyson or kicked in the boys by Chuck Norris? Punched in the face by Mike Tyson or kicked in the boys by Chuck Norris?
Well, let's see. I think I'm going to have to take the Mike Tyson hit, especially after that fight we saw with Jake Paul.
I'm right there with you. I'm taking the punch. Even in his heyday, I would have taken
the
punch.
Did that fight change your answer? Did the fight change your answer? I mean, would you have said something different until you saw him fight, you know, what, a few months back?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If I saw that fight the way I wanted it to be, I definitely would have taken, you know, a kick to the boys from Chuck Norris.
All right, how are you sure about that, man? Okay. I mean, look, Chuck Norris is, what, probably almost 80 years old.
I was
going to
say, this is today you're taking this.
But still, one,
yeah, exactly.
The one thing about your testicles, though, it's, you know, it's not an armadillo, man. There is no armor on that, right? So, even, look, my three-year-old.
Chuck is 85.
Okay. But again, my three-year-old kid dropped me because he accidentally headbutted me in the junk, and I was on the ground for like 10 minutes, right? So there was no malice from my kid. He just kind of slipped onto bed and nailed me. Chuck Norris, even at 85, man, one good kick, and he's probably got a little bit of kicks left in him, hit me in the junk. Bro, I'm taking Mike Tyson every day of the week.
Chuck Norris still looks pretty jacked for his age.
Sure.
He does. I mean, he looks like he's in really good shape. I guess I'll take the punch from Mike Tyson.
I'm taking the punch, man.
Just to protect my boys.
And look, I've been punched in the face, and it sucked. But I feel like I recovered quicker from that than I did from getting hit in the junk. Mm-hmm. Like, my face might still hurt for 3 days, but
I just feel like your junk, though, the pain initially will be much worse.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Tyson, you could have brain problems for a while.
You might. You're not wrong, man. That the pain of getting hit in the boys is just so intense, you know. And I know it won't.
Well, you can also do damage. I mean, obviously, you could do damage to your brain and everything else too from a punch from Mike Tyson. My question is, you know, if he hit me in the button, I'd be afraid he'd break my jaw.
He might.
I mean, it's one thing to knock someone out if you hit him in the button. He, I believe, would break my jaw. But I believe I've had teeth in my mouth. I'd be spitting them into my hand.
All of this is true.
It would be one of those shots.
But I think about it like this too. What would motivate me to go to the hospital, right? A splitting headache and my teeth fell out of my mouth. Maybe eventually, or my jimmy is swollen up.
Contorted testicle.
I'm going straight to the doctor. So I'm just going based on me being a dude knowing you'll do a head trauma. How many concussions did you get in football?
Oh.
Right? Exactly.
4 or 5.
If you get hit in the jimmy, it's like, I'm going to the doctor. So that's why I'm taking Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Random. Where's the difficulty for you? Because to me, it's just like if you said a punch from Mike Tyson or a punch from Chuck Norris, maybe I'd take Chuck Norris. Or even if you reversed it and said Mike Tyson's going to upper hook you to the boys.
I just feel like the Norris thing will hurt much worse than the time.
Yes.
But I'm with Miles. I feel like Mike Tyson could dislocate your jaw. Mm-hmm. Like, there could be a lot of bad stuff.
Punch your nose bone into your brain.
Yeah, I mean, what if you get knocked out so bad, you're just never the same.
Mm-hmm. But my junk works, man. Yeah. I mean, not even funny about that, but if the doctor said, look, I got two bad things to tell you. There's something wrong with your brain, and also your penis no longer works.
I just don't think he'd kick you hard enough that it'll never work again.
He might not. But it's Chuck Norris, man. I'm just
Someone
saying.
Just texted, bro, you should still see the videos of Chuck Norris kicking still.
Really?
Yes.
So he turned 85 last week. Yeah, I'm curious to see. It says Norris, quote, would crush your testicles. I believe that.
Well, Tyson would crush your face.
He would. But again, like I said, even if you reverse, this is less about Tyson and Chuck Norris than where the damage is happening. Because if you said, okay, Chuck Norris punches or kicks you in the face, and Mike Tyson gets to do an uppercut, whoever's aiming for my face, that's who I'm taking. That's basically where I stand on this. Like, look,
okay.
Man,
right.
Nothing to do with Chuck Norris or Mike Tyson, just I'm going to protect my Johnson. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Cheyenne, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, let's go with this one. Would you rather, for 1 month,
wear the same clothes every day and not wash them, or have clean clothes and not wash your body for a month. Mm. So you still you could clean those clothes, that one set of clothes, anytime you wanted to, but you can't wash your body. Or you wear the same clothes for a month every day without washing them, but you can't wash your body.
Mm.
So what would you pick?
I would have to go with the clothes probably, because I feel like I can do, like, I can see making it through with the clothes, but not taking a shower. You start to, like, I feel that for me, that starts to be a mental thing for some reason. I don't know.
I know why, because you don't want to be dirty. Yeah, you don't
know. Yeah, I think I've taken, I can shower every day and put on the same dirty clothes.
Me too.
So yeah. I can get home from work, take them off, this and that. But if you're, I just can't imagine not showering for a month. That's got to be a fun.
Even if you have clean clothes on and you haven't showered for a month, I still think you would reek so bad that the clean clothes.
It's going to go through the clothes. Look, they're not miracle workers, man. You know, it's like did the homeless thing. I did not shower for probably went about 7 weeks before I finally got a shower. I tried, but piece of poop ruined that. But you sneak, and look, I was, but the same clothes every day. I was much less worried about my clothes than I was about me, right? Just in that moment, like, it's fine if my clothes are gross. I'm sleeping on the ground. I don't even mind telling people that, but, like, I smell bad enough that I'm smelling me. Like, that's not cool, man. And I'm telling you, even if you got, we got your brand new clothes, my stink would have broken through that.
Right. Wouldn't matter.
Yeah, like, I've been to festivals where, like, the line for the showers was so long, or they ran out, like, we just went over and filled up buckets. And poured them over ourselves. Because it was just like, it's day three. Like, we got to get some
kind
of.
You got to, man. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even at Burning Man, if you don't have a shower, like, everybody brings a bunch of, like, wipes and everything.
Yeah.
To clean yourself. Like, just the body just reeks.
Okay, your shirt right now. Do you have an undershirt on?
I do not.
Okay, would you wear that shirt again without washing it? In other words, would you hang about, would you wear it a couple times before you washed it?
If I wasn't going out tonight after work, I just went straight home?
Yeah. Okay, you would just hang it back up.
That sounds awful.
How many days? I mean, how
I
many
almost
times?
Did it today because I wore a shirt to work on Monday and I got home and I went, man, I haven't really done much in this shirt. I took it straight off and then I was going to rewear it without cleaning it. But I was like, ah, Christ, I just wore it on Monday. They'll know.
They'll know, right? And that's the difference, right? Yep. So, like, this shirt that here, this is going to get hung back up.
Yeah.
Even though it's probably taking the brunt of the gross in the world, the shirt I'm wearing under it is actually touching my nasty ass body, but for whatever reason,
I'll hang this up when I get home, and I'll probably wear it one or two more times.
Oh, yeah.
Before I wash it.
Yeah, I mean, generally, it also depends on time of year.
Jeans.
In the summertime, yeah, it's getting washed.
Jeans, man. Four or five times. The sweatpants or the shorts that I walk around my house in.
When's the last time you washed them?
I do those once a week. I mean, I wear a different I basically wear the t-shirt I'm wearing.
Right, but the shorts.
Once a week.
I'm with you.
I don't sleep with clothes on either.
I have a pair of shorts that are just, I put on at like 9 or 10 p.m. that are just to sleep in. But you're right. It's probably only once a week I wash them.
Yeah. It's crazy. But the reason we asked whether you wash your body or your clothes for a month, they say, how many times do you wear a shirt before you wash it? Just once, maybe twice. People online are making fun of France for telling its people to wear their shirts. How many times before they wash them?
Five.
It's exactly right. Five.
Yeah. That's about right.
They also say to wear bras seven times in between washes, workout clothes three times, which I think is a little bit much, pajamas for a week, and jeans for a month. This advice comes from their ecological transition agency.
They got to change the workout thing. Miles, you remember, I mean, this is your story. You said there was a guy in one of your gyms that, like, he just put his clothes in there every day, and it just reeked.
Oh, you could smell it when you walked in the locker room.
Yeah.
He put a lock on that thing. I mean, you could smell it. You could smell the locker.
Right.
You knew which one it was, which was nuts. So their ecological transition agency is basically like their EPA. And they want people to stop doing so much laundry because it's bad for the environment. And they say ruined your clothes. And it's not actually new advice. It's just trending because conservatives in France want to scrap the entire agency to save some money. So they've been pushing the story. Some people think it's reasonable advice. Others think it's gross. A lot of people in France are just annoyed by everything in general. There was an old stereotype that French people were not the cleanest, so that kind of leans on them. But recent surveys have found that they have better hygiene than most other countries in Europe.
Well, I've heard that the U.S., believe it or not, for all of obesity and heart disease, apparently, like, we bathe considerably more than anyone. And a lot of it's just the way the products are pushed, right?
Yes,
so
it is.
Everybody wants to smell good and da-da-da. But they say, look, generally speaking, and look, I shower every day, so I'm as guilty of it as anyone, but they say Well, you shouldn't, because you keep washing away your natural oils and all the rest of this. But the whole thing about the U.S. is, like, nobody here wants to stink. And in some countries, man, like, your armpits, it's not offensive to anyone.
No, it's not.
So they're not as motivated to buy deodorant or have to use soap or
I dealt with it for 2 weeks.
Right, exactly, right?
I mean, even on the flight back from Cape Town, somebody in our row just absolutely was kicking it on the BO,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, unless you're on a flight for 16 hours.
That's the difference.
And it was just the point where it was just that body odor that I remember my grandfather had when he came back from cutting grass. It was exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It was exactly
sweat
the same.
And armpits.
It's the kind of body odor that makes your white T-shirt pits turn yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's that.
We had people on the cruise, because that cruise we were on is a European cruise, right? So, and they kind of operate under the same umbrella to a degree. But the one guy I talked to at the Irish pub, as it were, is like, oh, I knew you were American before you opened your mouth. I'm like, what's the tip off? He's like, because I sat next to you like 2 days ago, and he goes, frankly, like, you smelled good. He said, honestly, man, he goes, people from the U.S. smell great. He's like, it just no matter where you go.
So we got that going for us.
We do. He goes, because you guys bathe all the time. You guys like cologne, all that kind of
brush
shampoo.
Your teeth.
All that stuff. He's like, yeah, you smelled good when I sat next to you. He's like, you obviously just gotten out of the shower. You still got that soap aroma going on. But he's like, he's from the U.S. I'm like, well, you're right. And we do bathe a lot.
I mean, even if I'm being super lazy on a Sunday, right? Like, I'm still going to brush my teeth.
Yes.
Like, I might not shower right away, but like, I'll still get up in the morning, brush my teeth. Put on some deodorant and, like...
If I don't shower, at least at some point in the day, I don't feel right. I just don't feel right. Like, I'll get up early in the morning and the weekends, but as soon as I get home from whatever I'm doing,
yeah.
I jump in the shower. I just... To wake up, to just kind of feel better about myself, just to... I don't know. I can't go a whole day... I don't know. I feel weird.
I think the only thing I'll do without showering first, generally, is, like, if you're going to go to, like, the gym or
sure.
go work
yeah.
out.
That's yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're going to sweat, so it's like, what's the point?
Right. More of the random Would You Rather question coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.